On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Like one third more sports than a normal can.
Hey everybody, it's Matt Robinson. Welcome to Tall Can Sports. Just a quick message before we get to the meat of what you're going to hear here today. What you are going to hear is half of an episode of Tall Can Sports. Directed specifically at the World Junior Hockey Championships. It's that kind of year. At this point, it's Christmas Eve. Maybe you're on a commute to your families. Maybe you're done work for a week or two and on your way home. Thought it might be something fun to go over now that we're 2 days from the tournament. Why half? Well, that's a long story. And really it centers around my own stupidity. If any of you were listening to Monday's episode of Audio Whiplash with Randy Burke from the band Snacks, and I highly recommend that you do that, you heard me botch the outro terribly. I thanked Randy for being on the show. I teed up a song by their band that we were going to use to close the show. And as I went to tell everyone thank you for listening to Audio Whiplash, I said something more along the lines of thank you everyone for bleh, and just not words at all. I corrected myself and out we went. Now the thought occurred to me that you can go back and just redo the outro and have it tee up real nice, but that's never been what we did on these shows so far this year. When somebody bites it, it gets left in there. We don't polish it up, we don't clean up mistakes. Whether it's a fact, whether it's a mispronunciation, whether it's an incorrect name, we let it go out to you to enjoy our mistakes. Either to hit us over the head with on Twitter or Facebook or in person, whether you're listening with friends of your own and sitting back and talking about how stupid these guys are, that's okay. It's a more natural way of broadcasting. People make mistakes. And one of the things that we didn't love about traditional broadcasting was just how polished it was and how perfect it all had to come off. And if you've been listening to these shows, know these are anything but perfect. So how does that get us here? Well, let me pull back the curtain for you a little bit. Sometimes in the middle of these shows, we take a break in the middle. You don't hear them. Our producer, Brian, does a fantastic job of editing it together, and it seems like one long, seamless conversation. Sometimes we'll put a promo in the middle, sometimes an audio clip, sometimes nothing. Sometimes it just feels like we've moved from one topic onto the next. So this particular time, we took a break, middle of the way through or so. I stopped the recording so that it could be sent up to be put together in two different forms, two different files. And when we came back, we started a second file. We recorded for probably another 45 minutes, still talking about the World Juniors. Wished all of you people a Merry Christmas. It's a very nice feel to it. I came back to edit the videos and upload them for Brian to put his magic to. And as I went to upload the first half of the show, I'll let you inside again. In the software that we use, there are two buttons. And they are extremely close together. One of them says upload. One of them says delete. And by now, you have figured out what's happened. And I could tell as I was hitting the delete button, that's not what I wanted to hit. But it was too late. It was gone. And my finger stayed down for a second on that button, trying to figure out if I could slide over to the upload button. No, it was gone. And it's too bad, because it was a pretty good show. Rob had brought a ton of facts to the table. We were having a good conversation. The second half of this is still very good, to the point where, for the most part, we could have passed it off as the whole show. But as I said, we don't hide from our mistakes, and there are a couple of times where we refer back to something we mentioned earlier, and you won't hear it get mentioned earlier, because that didn't happen. You won't, it's no longer here, right? So, without further ado, I give you the second half of Tall Can Sports for this Christmas Eve on the World Junior Hockey Championships. We do hope you enjoy it. I'm obviously not in a spectacular mood, having just deleted half of a night's work, but it is what it is. So have a merry damn Christmas from all of us here at the Tall Can Audio Network.
Taves is 2 for 2 in the shootout. In he comes again. It's the most scores. This guy is unbelievable.
Yes, he is.
Canada has scored 5 times on 7 attempts, but the shootout continues. And the Americans are going back to Mueller. He's 2 for 2.
He's going to get arm weary.
3 times the Americans have faced elimination. 3 times they've scored.
3 times Taves use a different move.
In comes Mueller on Price. Peter Mueller. In. Stopped by Price. Canada's going to the gold medal game at the World Junior Hockey Championship.
That, of course, another fairly memorable game if you're a World Juniors fan in this country, and I think this is the only country with World Juniors fans specifically. That was the year after Vancouver, and it seems like we're a little heavy.
Two years after North Dakota, right? Which is where we...
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Vancouver, where they had... that was the first kind of go-around, because Cogliano would still be there in Lexand. A lot of those guys, Jonathan Taves...
Your holdovers from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of residue.
Right. Which Luke, is always kind of...
Luke Bourdon was still on that team.
Right. It's sort of one of those things where that's how you want it to shake out. Maybe a third of your team to still be around if you're lucky, right? 6, 8 guys that were there the year before, especially if you were successful. And then you get some, you know... New guys.
Dan Bertram also made a repeat from Vancouver to Lexand.
God love him.
Dan Bertram? Who's Dan Bertram?
Well, I believe he's probably leading Omsk in scoring in the KHL.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that.
Riga Dynamo. Dynamo Riga. Whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
That Lexand tournament... Again, it's one of those things where the more exciting game for Canada, anyway, was the semifinal than the, you know, I don't even remember who, Canada would play Sweden in the gold medal game in Lexand.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, that's right.
You know what? I have no idea, because you're spot on. Where you're going with that was to say that the far more memorable and overshadowing any kind of final game was that semi.
Against the Americans. That's the infamous... and. I don't know if that was a new rule. Maybe you already knew it, but when you got to that shootout, I'd never seen that before. Where you
there's
could
some
just
wacky
start,
shit in European hockey where you can change the goalie on the fly. You can do whatever it is you want to do, which the Czechs did 1 year at the World Championships.
They changed their goalie on
the
fly.
Yeah, in the shootout.
That's weird.
We're gonna take the guy off the bench. In he comes.
Roman Čechmánek.
And they won
the game.
Honestly, yeah, no, he left.
Good. See, I'd do that. Holy fuck, I just realized that's who's in there.
they pulled Čechmánek for the shootout.
Yeah, good call. We'll go with that.
You cannot headbutt the puck.
We'll go with that guy, that wooden goalie setup that we put in for
practice.
That's exactly
the tie that we hang in when there's no goalie right. in practice. Can you hit the tie? Yes.
That was again both of these teams, the Canada USA shootout in Lexand in 07, star-studded rosters. And if you go no further than the shootout, where most people remember Jonathan Toews, Andrew Cogliano was pretty clutch. He had more than one attempt
he
at
shot,
it.
He shot at two, yep.
Yeah. And for the Americans, Patrick Kane and Jack Johnson, both in there. And it was actually...
Johnson was clutch.
Man, he just kept coming in and he was getting it done. Peter Mueller was a guy who had a brief career with Colorado.
See, and if he was Canadian, we would have thrown him in that list of Rico Fatta and... Yes. And Harold Drukin and J.P. Dumont and Eric Daze, Daniel Tkachuk, yep. and Peter Mueller. And Jordan Schroeder.
That Schroeder.
Schroeder. I want to kiss you. Oh, boy.
Yep. It's that part of the show, folks.
Exactly. That's what was happening in the
We're
break.
Enjoying our Christmas Eve. Please, if you're at that point, put your keys down and your commute wherever you are.
That's exactly right. Uber.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, tie it all back together. Something we've talked about nonstop this year. That game itself, honestly, I don't remember much of the game.
I don't remember any of the game.
I remember the overtime. The Americans had a power play, and Price was gigantic. But in terms of the game itself, no, not much of a memory. But that shootout is one of those things, kind of like the Eberle goal. That's what created this mystique around Toews. And I'll absolutely claim to be a bandwagon guy. I'm a huge Jonathan Toews fan now.
Jonathan Toews is my favorite NHL player.
Mine as well. And that's my Team Canada jersey that I got in 2010 for the Olympics has Toews on the back. It started
And honestly, he was just, in 2010, man, he was just young.
Sure, but that's when I picked it up.
I was just going to say, way to get on there early, yeah.
I got on it that day, probably having never heard of him before Vancouver the year before. He was an NCAA guy.
I was surprised to see that he was on that Vancouver roster, looking back at it.
Right.
He was to me, honestly, I don't even remember him from that.
He wasn't a huge impact. Sam Gagne was on that team the year before, right? It was kind of that. There was a lot of Edmonton pooey drafts on that Vancouver team.
When you
team.
Say pooey, you actually mean they were like rock solid. Coming out of junior, they were can't miss prospects.
Edmonton wrecked them.
Yeah, well, they're still doing. As they do, right?
Oilers got oil.
But you look at that Vancouver team that you're talking about, and we were discussing. You know, they had. Other than Toews, Benoit Pouliot, Ryan Omar, Guillaume Latendresse.
Man, remember him.
Kyle Chipchura, Dave Boland. These are the guys
Dave
you have
Boland
up front.
Just got sent to the AHL.
But I'm just saying, that is...
Good job, Toronto. That was a contract you did not need to re-up.
Yeah.
One thing you did right.
So these are the guys up front.
Yeah.
Right? And Cogliano was on that,
yeah,
and Toews was on
Boland
that.
Boland was older than that.
Yeah, no, it seems like that, but it's not. Right? You know, just in terms of Blake Como, Steve Downey, like honestly, Ryan O'Mara, that's another one of those names Steve Downey is the Jordan Tutu, right?
Or the, we remember Stéphane Delarivière, right? They have these guys that they bring.
Stéphane Légion.
And there might have been Stéphane Légion that I'm thinking of. It's the next year. In Lexand, they win that American shootout, and we'll come back to that in a minute. They win a game in overtime against the Swedes to win the gold. And as they're singing the anthem, or they're playing the anthem, and Canada's standing arm in arm as they do, and they're all kind of singing along. There's one guy as the camera's panning down the line who goes, "I told you, Canada! I told you!" Right? Like, and it was whoever that year's pest was, right? Like I don't think it was Downey on that team, but it was. There was another name. You've got it in front of you, I'm sure.
And you know what? And so the next year, in 07.
Yeah, in Sweden.
Right. So you're looking at.
This was a forward for sure.
Yeah, you're looking at. Well, I don't know.
Run it down for us. Let's hear who's on that squad.
Stéphane Légion is on that.
Yep.
But because I'm looking at the. There's a super series here, but. So up front.
Yep.
And you know what? Look at the defense on here. Carl Alsner, who honestly
underrated, man,
wiggedly underrated. Yeah. Drew Doughty, Thomas Hickey.
I think he was the captain.
Luke Shen, yep. PK Subban.
Overrated Luke Shen, not PK Subban.
And then up front, you had a couple of highlights here. Zach Boychuk.
Yep.
Colton Gillies.
Left over from.
How about
Zach Boychuk? Actually, would still be around 2 years later
for your Gatineau Olympiques. Claude Giroux.
Okay.
I think the gold medal game-winning goal, Matt Halaschuk.
Yes, that's right. Set up by Sean Mathias.
Riley Hosefell. Who the hell is Riley?
Yeah, Holzapfel. He was a New Jersey draft.
Holzapfel.
Yeah. And okay. He didn't become much.
Stefan Legion. How about another douchebag from your from your Val d'Or Forers, Brad Marchand?
A douchebag because he's a divisional rival.
Sean Mathias, Wayne Simmons, Steve Stamkos, Brandon Sutter, John Tavares, and wearing an A for your Ottawa Senators, Kyle Turris.
So it must have been Stefan Legion.
That's a fairly decent 07 lineup.
Stamkos would have been 16 at that point. He was the kid, right? He
didn't, honestly, yeah. Subban, Doughty.
Yeah. Again, look at all these guys on that. On these
Claude Giroux, yeah. Stamkos, Turris, Tavares.
Hmm. Again, I think Tavares was. Like, that's 07.
Yeah.
He's 16. He must have been 16 because he's playing his draft year in Ottawa in 09.
Yeah.
Like, look at these fucking guys, right?
Look at these guys.
But but when you look at that list and you go, man, John Tavares, Steven Stamkos, you go, man, Stefan Legion. Like, that's kind of the great part of this tournament. For some guys, that's as good as it gets, well, right?
But and you know what? I just want to slip sideways here for a second. The other night, I'm casting through the TV and I come across Road to the Winter Classic, 24/7, right?
Is this the Habs Bruins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch.
I probably will.
And
you know what? No, I watched about 15 minutes of it. But I'm looking at they're showing Brad Marchand. He's getting ready. He's brushing his teeth. So it's a topless Brad. He has this, honestly, the sweetest tattoo on I think it's his left shoulder blade. It's the Hockey Canada logo.
Nice.
And it's color.
Yeah.
Like, it's honestly, it's vibrant. And I'm thinking, Brad Marchand? Right. What's Brad Marchand got a Hockey Canada logo on his back for?
There you go. Now we know.
Well, no, but clearly.
Knowing is power.
We're all better for knowing. No, but I just.
Knowledge is power, I think, is the.
I just look at the whole thing and go, yeah, no, I just don't see him as.
Right. But there is that possibility as he stands there on that blue line getting his gold medal. This is as high as I get.
Although he's won a Stanley Cup since then and he's.
Right. But.
Yeah. And now, like I said,
he could be Stefan Legion.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Yeah. So, no, I do just want to come briefly back to that shootout in Lexan, or a little earlier on. That's the roster you just ran down. And I'd never seen that crazy ass, you got to throw three guys out there and then the same guy can go as often as you want. And
I think looking at the Sochi Olympics, I think they just ditched that altogether. I think you could have
watching. No, you still had to do three.
Okay, watching that USA, TJ, Russia, Oshie, yeah. And Kovalchuk and Datsyuk, I think just.
Yeah, the Russians kept alternating those two. After the third guy, I'm pretty sure it was just Oshie.
Yeah, and he was killing it.
Yeah. Like, and that's in terms of growing the sport in the US, that guy became a superstar overnight. Like, I'm sure they would have preferred to see a Patrick Kane or whatever in terms of marketing, but TJ Oshie is the only guy that non-hockey loving Americans remember.
TJ Oshie.
Like, he was clutch, just like Jack Johnson was in this thing as a defenseman. That started a year earlier, if you remember, in Vancouver. People booed Jack Johnson every time he touched the puck when they played on New Year's Eve. He buried somebody.
Steve Downey.
Yeah, and people were all over him. And then a year later, here we are in Sweden, and he's just, he's almost matching Taves stride for stride, right? And it was just that last.
Who's had the better NHL career?
Yeah, okay.
Screw you, Jack Johnson!
I kind of have a little soft spot given that his parents destroyed his life with his money.
Yeah, well, you know what? I get him confused with Eric Johnson, too. I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, both on that team, though.
Yep, and that would be Jack's last appearance. Eric would have one more as a year younger.
Look at you.
Yeah, okay.
With your world junior knowledge.
But again, like you were dominating me earlier in the earlier years, right? This is something now that by this time I am fully invested in every game, every. So in terms of that particular shootout, you get Cogliano coming in, scoring. And he I believe was him the first time who did the Lambeau leap, right? Diving back
jumped
onto
in
the bench.
Yeah, awesome.
Hilarious. And Taves comes in and he scores three times. I think all three of them on the same move.
No, three different moves.
That probably makes more sense.
Yeah. He goes up top left. He goes down bottom left.
Sweet backhand, forehand, top corner. Yeah. And he's now known as Captain Serious, the guy who doesn't smile at anything. There's that video that gets played every year at the World Juniors after he scores his third one. Woo! Skating by the camera, right?
Yeah, but it's still very... It's kind of...
Straight-faced.
And honestly, he's leading back a bit. He's leading back and he's giving a... Honestly, it's... Yeah. It's
Enjoy yourself, kid. If that's me or you, I am.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I think my face explodes as I'm yelling.
What's the guy's... Dave's the Killer from Slapshot.
Yeah. Dave's a mess.
I'm stripping out there.
Yeah. Well, there's gyrating. Yeah. Probably double fist pumping.
Right.
There's a bunch of stuff.
So Patrick Kane on
pointing,
these...
Pointing, gesturing.
Patrick Kane on one of these TSN specials where they run down their... You know, World Junior memories. He still swears, as a lot of Americans do, that he scored on
and that Price stayed in the net.
And if you watch the video, it's hard to argue. Now you can't see the puck, which is the rule. Yeah. It's under his pads, and then which are back in the net. And then he goes, he squirms to his side and pulls his pads out of the net, and then the puck kind of drops. But there's almost no doubt the puck was in the net under his pads. But the rule is you can't see it.
Seen it since then, it's caused Patrick to drink and beat women.
Well, we can't be held responsible for that. Not just women, it's cabbies.
You know what? Equal opportunity. Good for him.
Yeah. But that's one of those games, again, you know, where...
Aren't the cups enough, Patrick?
No.
Can you not just let it go? There's all that Olympic success. Oh, wait.
Oh, yep, boo.
Yeah, no.
A couple silver medals. Yeah, just one, I guess.
Yeah, there's none of that. Sorry.
Okay, that one to me is probably right up there with absolutely. Again, like I said, it's probably the last time I cheered for Carey Price. No, 2014 Olympics, I would have cheered for Carey Price, but
I'm cheering for Carey Price right now. I got him in my pool, and he's.
I thought for a second you wanted me to be quiet so you could keep shaking your ice cubes.
It's Christmas Eve, man. Yeah. That's sleigh bells.
I don't know why I did that. That was very unprofessional.
Honestly, man. That's Where's the torch here? Where's the meat pie?
God, I hope you people are off the road by now.
Yeah, what's happening here? This is incredible.
So those for me, I've kind of run it down. Those are some of my, you know, favorite games we had in 2010. There was the big New Year's Eve comeback against the U.S., but that's kind of hollow because they would come back and beat us in the gold medal game in overtime, as you mentioned, John Carlson. But it's just one of those things where, for me, it's absolutely my, you know, something that I can't help but look forward to every year. You've got, I know, a ton of info in front of you in terms of just guys that would go on to do jack shit or guys that when you sit and look at...
We've just touched on a couple names.
Yeah.
And in recent, we're talking in the last decade, right? And honestly, you can't beyond, you know, from 2010, 2012 on, it's still early, right? You know, but in terms of...
Sorry.
But when you're looking at, like I said, we threw out the name Chet Pickard.
Yep.
There was a time if you were, you know, actually, you know what? I was going to say if you were a Canadian goalie on a World Junior team, but then we just named a whole bunch of guys. Maxim Chouinard,
right.
I think, is another one. So good, Ottawa drafted him twice.
Olivier Roy was my guy.
Yeah, Maxime Ouellette and Simon Lajeunesse.
Yeah.
All those sorts
of
guys.
Even
Stéphane
Fessé would only get as high as
Mathieu Guérin.
Right.
Right? Like, these are guys now, sure, who played – in the NHL, but never started, never. Right? And again, we've touched on him eight times, and this is probably the most anybody's talked about Rajan Beauchemin in his life. But yeah, you know what? It's and all the guys we've run down up front, and
oh, we've run them down.
Well, no, yeah. And really,
yeah.
You know, and as I said, loving the Petes as a young guy, right up until mm-hmm. I got to about high school age. Yeah, even younger that here in Ottawa, going to the 67s games, that was NHL hockey to me. That was pro hockey. I didn't know any better, mm-hmm. right? It was big guys. It was fast. It was awesome, and yeah, for some of those guys. Junior hockey is the highest they're ever going to get.
Right.
Then there's the cut above that who go, yeah, I played on a world junior team. But they never make that transition to NHL, even NHL.
Like Zach Boychuk, who's had an okay career in Carolina. Well, but he's not a star.
Any relation to Johnny?
No, I don't think so.
Man. No, I'm sure Boychuk is probably Ukrainian for Smith or Johnson. Right? There's probably a...
Remember Devontae Smith-Pelly coming back?
Devontae Smith-Pelly?
Yeah, see, that's his name.
I know.
On the last show, you called
him
Pelly Smith.
Okay, I had it inverted.
Hello,
Smith. And I thought you just Pelly did Button. That now, and I was
no, but flipping. He was a big deal. Remember Anaheim
of
let him come
was.
Back? And,
yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, that was supposed to help us over the top. I don't even remember. That was only 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, you didn't do anything for us.
Nah, fuck him. I blame him personally.
Rake in the face.
Thumb to the eye. Yeah, no. I just...
Jason Doig.
I'm fascinating you brought that name up. Do you have something behind that, or am I...
Granby Predators. That's about all I got.
Do you remember the year? Because I don't want to have to go through all my notes here and find it.
Yeah, I don't know. Late 90s.
Nope.
Mid-90s.
Yeah, when did Babcock coach? It was that year.
See...
And we were here in Canada.
I know the Mem Cup was in Peterborough. You're talking 95.
But this might... Yeah. And there was a story that I was... You know, when I was doing my prep for this thing around YouTube and reading a few things, Jason Doig, Canada has... it's a tie game, and Doig takes a penalty with about a minute 40 left to go in the second period.
Of course he does.
That's so Jason Doig.
Yeah. Oh, Doig.
And
when
so
will you ever learn?
Canada's largely killed it off by the time they go in for intermission. And Babcock's meeting with the other coaches before he goes in to talk to the players. And he goes in, and Doig is on his hands and knees with tears running down his face. Now, they haven't given up a goal. And Babcock, before he speaks to the team, asks the trainer, like, is he okay? Is he hurt? He goes, he's been like that since he got in here praying. Like, that's what this thing means to certain guys. And as it should have for Jason Doig, he'd not go on to have much of a... He right. made the league or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's what it meant to him at that point to, look, you guys have killed this off for me so far. Just please let me get out of this, right?
Well, because when Granby won the Memorial Cup in Peterborough that year, they were the first Quebec... They were the first Q team to win the Memorial Cup in 20 years.
Right.
Whatever it was. And so, again, that's another one I can see his
yeah.
face with his gap... Missing his tooth there.
Well, they all are.
Yeah, it's a sign.
But apparently, right, just on his hands and knees, tears streaming down his face, just let me get out of this. And the trainer said he's been praying since he got in here. Just, and so it's funny to think that, and I mean, I don't want to say it's funny that he was praying or whatever, but that's what this means to some of these kids. And they know that this is maybe as high as I'm going to get. This
right.
is the whole country's watching
and,
me right
and
now.
And that's what I'm saying is don't as you look at the cuts of as you work your way up, good players, great players, excellent players, right? And you go, that's and so Doig, and all I was trying to illustrate with the whole Peterborough Memorial Cup thing was yeah. he was prominent on a Mem Cup winning team.
Right.
He made a world junior team.
Yep.
Right? And so
and he'd play in the league.
Right. That transitioned to a very short know. NHL career, right?
Yeah.
But still that you make it to the league, you are...
And so it goes back a little bit to what we talked about with Jake Walman, right? Had, in his mind, a better chance of making... And for people who didn't listen to TCA 50, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. He was a player, born in Canada, mom was American, had both passports, opted to play for Team USA this year. Now, got injured, won't play for either team. But thought he had a better chance of making Team USA.
Which I get.
Yep. And when you start to look at these things, how many scouts are at these things, you know, trying to get noticed, trying to – you do whatever you got to do to make a team, right? Yep. And to just be there and make a difference and get seen. So, you know, it's one of those things that's just become bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, when you start to watch online some of these – games from Red Deer in 94 or whenever it would have been, right?
Oof.
And you look and go, yeah, that thing's being played at the Molson Center in, or Bell Center in Montreal
at
now.
At the Red Deer Centrum.
Right. Holding maybe 6,000, and now you're playing in 20,000. Like, it's almost...
Multiple 20,000.
It's almost sad that they can't go back to Regina,
well,
right?
And you know what? And that's that same argument or conversation, which is an argument... Really, any conversation, any conversation worth having is an argument, actually. Point, counterpoint, point, yeah, counterpoint.
Yeah.
It's the same
point
with the
counterpoint, point, counterpoint, punch, punch, punch.
Yeah. It's the same with the Memorial Cup, right?
Yep.
These are junior age players playing in junior markets, which, yeah, okay, you have a team in Ottawa, you have a team in bigger markets, but the reality is the backbone of junior hockey, mm-hmm, whether it's World Junior, Canadian junior hockey, is played in small to medium-sized cities. That is the backbone. And so, as you're saying...
It took over Halifax, right? Imagine what it would do in a Sault Ste. Marie, right? Or if you were ever to go back to a Red Deer or a Kelowna. Or
and so for anybody who's never been to Halifax, right, you're talking about it's as a metro area, it's maybe 350.
Right.
Right? And so I'm in Halifax. I'm downtown in between the whatever the first game I went to see. And then I was going to see Canada-Sweden. That mm-hmm. was the opener of the tournament. So I'm looking
for off, though.
I'm looking for a place to go to. And I run into the father and the uncle of the Swedish goalie. Right? And so I'm talking to these guys who are from Malmo. Right? And so, and I'm like, yeah, hey, I've been to Malmo. You know? Yeah. And it's just... You don't get that in a big city.
Right.
Right? Like in Toronto, Montreal, even Ottawa.
Ottawa, yeah.
Calgary, I mean, you don't
biggest
get that.
Town in Canada.
Right. And so you avoid, you know, I never would have had that opportunity to bump into other, well, actual hockey
Mr.
families.
Mrs. Gustafson.
Yeah, well, yeah. And actually Canada won that game 8-1 or 8-2.
So did you tell him his kid sucks?
The game hadn't happened yet.
Right.
Right, but he was off. Man, he was almost... sick, he was so nervous.
Right.
Right? And again, for all those kids, that was the year that they had Tuomo Ruutu, Kari Lehtinen was in net, and the defenseman.
That's a Finn.
So is Tuomo Ruutu.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were talking about the
no,
Swedish.
No, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Yes. I've moved laterally, okay, too.
Yep.
They were coming back, and it was Ruutu.
Ruutu was the star of that tournament. He was supposed to be the big shooter.
Lehtinen in goal, and they had the defenseman, Jani Pitkinen.
Look at you, man.
Yeah, there you go. Those three guys, the triplets was what they were calling those guys.
Right.
They were supposed to propel Finland to a gold medal game.
Yeah, I remember
anyways,
that now.
A gold
yeah.
medal game.
Yeah.
Right? And Canada, with that roster that we just talked about earlier, handled them pretty easy.
Right.
Right? And it was sort of a big, yeah, fuck you.
Do you remember, since we're now back on this Halifax tournament?
But Jani Pitkinen, man. Hey.
Do you remember the big Russian that year? I mean, I know they had Ovechkin as a young kid, but yeah, remember any other names on that team?
I don't.
No?
I don't, really.
And it's tough with the Europeans, right? If we're talking about how many Canadians and Americans go on to make it, obviously the number is smaller for the European teams, who I'm sure go on to have good careers in the Swedish Elite League and the KHL and whatnot, but you just wonder, there's always at least one guy, right? And you've mentioned Ovechkin was on that team, but... You know, there's always an Erik Karlsson or a Filatov or a, you know, Teuvo Toivonen or somebody like that.
Teuvo
right?
Toivonen?
Yeah. He was a big deal when he was playing for Finland a couple years ago. Now he's just a guy for Chicago, right?
And I'm trying to think of Nicholas Hagman.
Right. Wow.
He was awesome. I remember him
great
as
leaf,
a...
Great leaf.
Well, okay, too. But as a world junior, and I love the way the Finns play.
Yeah.
Like to me,
well,
if
you mean Canada light,
yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah,
if I had,
why you
if,
love it. Yeah.
If I had no rooting interest, right? I love to watch the Finns play because they play a robust style.
Yeah.
In terms of they like to hit, they like to get in on it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for.
Okay. Like I said a minute ago, it's just one of those things where you always expect that these European teams are going to bring at least one guy that you have to really keep an eye on. Even after Ovechkin, it was Malkin, right? And then it was only a short time after that where it was Zverev or Filatov or the Russians.
Well, you know what? I was looking at, in terms of Canada's, their program of excellence, right? That 83 year.
It's a good year.
Okay, the 83, yeah, lots of good things happened at that time.
And one terrible.
Exactly, one horrible mistake.
I think that happened in 82.
Okay, somebody's birthday.
Merry Christmas. Yes. Just carry on with what you were saying. Look back at your notes.
The actual highest scoring team in that 83 with, we ran through that whole Canadian roster was.
Molars.
Yeah. No. Molars were the year before.
Sorry.
It was Sweden. They had a top line of Marcus Naslund, Peter Forsberg.
Peter Forsberg was the year I was going to ask
and
about.
Niklas Sundström, right? That is, and they just lit that tournament up.
I think they lit us up again at the O2 Olympics. I think I think that was
94 and 94 Lillehammer. That's where the postage stamp comes from, right?
But Sundström,
fuck him, man.
I know, but he was fucking nobody. And in 02 at the Olympics, he was playing on a line with, I think, maybe Sundin and Naslund. And if you remember, we got stomped in that first game by the Swedes, and that line was just killing us. I think that's because Sundin knew if you could just get Joseph to lay down, which he was happy to do most of the time, just flop and then bury it up top. But Sundström was always one of those guys, and those European guys are out there who play much better for their country than they ever did in the NHL, right? And they have that mentality of, why would I bust my ass for my club team? Your national team is where it's supposed to be at. And
where it's at.
Yeah.
I got two turntables and a microphone.
No, you don't.
All right. What's wrong with you? No Beck fans out there? Honestly? Come on, guys.
Literally not a single Beck fan.
All right.
You ever had Beck's beer, the German crap?
Yeah, I have, actually.
What do you think?
You know what? Beck's. Not a huge fan. I don't mind Daub. I don't mind the Lohenbräu.
Yeah.
A Stiegel. And you have to say it like that, too.
A Stiegel.
Stiegel.
So we're, you know, this kicks off on Boxing Day, Canada, well, USA.
And you know what? We've sort of emptied our heads, right? In terms of.
That happened a long, like 6-7 minutes in.
Yeah.
Kudos to you for hanging around.
First. Yeah. You know what? I think what we're hoping comes across in this is, man, there's a lot to get into here, and we both love this. This is just
a passion for this event, right?
This is, and I don't. I'm not gonna. It's the most. No,
you keep teasing it, man.
Wonderful time of the year.
Those silky baritones.
Yeah, folks. Come on now. Honestly, I was giving her there too. That's, but this is the best, and you know what? As opposed to, and I know a lot of traditionalists are pissed off. They're going, Canada, USA, in the same division.
Well, see, that's not unheard of. I get that.
And you mofos are putting this as the opener?
Yeah.
And TSN is saying, hey, nobody else is clamoring to cover this for you.
Nobody's actually paying to cover this.
We want to do this. This is a huge deal for us.
Right.
You can't throw us this bone and give us this. Right? And which, when you were talking about the 07 shootout game, I'm at work.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's the thing about this tournament is when it goes to Europe, people got shit to do. Right?
Not in the current job I'm in right now.
Right.
But I'm flipping it up. I'm listening to it. And then for each shootout, I'm clicking up and I'm watching it. And then I'm pulling back up the database and I'm back on it. Right? And then the shootout, I'm like, and I'm looking around. Hey, come on, hurry up now. Don't tease me with this. So, yeah, that's what's going to happen here. Canada plays, I think, every game at 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah, fucking Europe.
Yeah, which
what
I think
you get on the right clock. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, quit looking at the clock! It's so, yeah, I'll be at work for all these. Any big games, I'll have to be streaming it.
I'll send you the link.
Attaboy.
I'll take care of you. It's one of the, I remember that.
Won't you be at work?
Well, I'll be at the cottage enjoying the holidays.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
That's just me at work.
Yeah, just you, man. No one works during
the years. I got to leave.
When you...
I give it all to this show.
You mean you're ready to leave it? It's.
I'm looking for other options.
Better paying.
Handing
ones.
Out resumes.
I remember that.
Just looking for free cocktails, really, is all that's.
Why'd you say it that way?
Cocktails.
That's weird, man.
You'd prefer the emphasis on cock. Is that what you prefer?
Always.
Okay. It all depends on who's cock.
Oh, we're this is getting out of hand for nice.
Christmas
Jesus
Eve.
Is crying, man.
Yeah, baby Jesus.
When. That Marc-Andre Fleury to Patrick O'Sullivan.
Yeah, very nice. Off the office pads. Boop.
Right. That was 2004 maybe. I was at work.
Yeah.
And I made it.
And Fleury was coming back and that was going to be the win.
Made it till 6:40, blocking out the world. Having been at work, I don't want to hear anything. No radio, no nothing. Don't talk to me. Most people I knew just knew not to talk to me about the game because TSN was going to show it again at 7. And I made it till 6:40. I had just finished dinner. And the girl I was seeing at the time sent me...
How you know this story is not true.
An MSN Messenger
message. Oh,
yeah. See, this is how you know this story is true. That said, can you believe that's how it ended? Goddamn Fleury. And I went... So I didn't know.
And we're never
but I knew.
Seeing each other again.
Right.
Ever.
And she... God love her. She didn't want... This is why I didn't...
Because no one else will.
I didn't have to tell her because she didn't watch hockey. She couldn't have possibly cared less, but everyone was talking about it, so she heard and thought, this is one of those things I'll send along.
Matt will love this!
I made it that far, man.
I'm going to show him how much I know and care about him.
By ruining his evening.
And life.
I wouldn't go that far. Nah, she's all right. So this is one of those things. We're 2 days out. Boxing Day, it all kicks off.
Canada-USA, which honestly...
Right out of the box.
These are... And you know what? Can't wait to see what the Swedes bring.
On New Year's Eve.
Host Finns. Always the Finns, judging
man,
by last year.
Canada-USA, Sweden, all in the same pool. That's tough, man.
It is
the
tough.
The Finns and the Russians on the other... I expect the Russians will walk through that. The Finns sometimes put up a fight, but they're kind of every four or five years.
And you know what? The Finns at home?
Yeah.
The Finns won at home. I think their one and only tournament win here is on home ice.
No, I don't think that's right. It was like 3 years ago they won the thing. Remember they had two or three guys. That Buffalo draft pick, I forget his name now. They wouldn't have had it.
Matt is bringing it.
Yeah, well, if you remembered the guy's name, that'd be helpful.
Who?
The fucking Finn. They had one big defenseman. He was a star, and he's a Buffalo draft pick.
Or if you remembered it, you brought this info to the table.
Right, but this was only like 3 years ago. They won the thing. And I mean, I guess they could have been in Finland, but it seems unlikely Finland would be hosting it again that quickly. So.
Yeah, no, they haven't. But if they won it that recently.
Yeah, it was only a few. And that's kind of, again, a boost for the tournament if the Finns are getting in. Because Zibanejad won it for the Swedes not that long ago.
That was in Buffalo.
No, the Russians won beat us.
Beat us in Buffalo.
Right. That was in. Calgary, I think, was the we lost to the Russians in the semi.
Oh, okay, and that was a snore of a game.
Yeah,
it was. He scored the 1-0. Yeah,
in overtime. I'm almost positive it was him.
Ottawa Senators right now with 6 20-point guys.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
You brought the Z-Bad up.
That's the Z-Bad.
Z-Bad.
So before we wrap this up, just a quick. You know, once again, I want to thank everybody for listening. We hope you're having or will have a great holiday season. This has been a lot of fun because this is as much as, I'm ready to get out of here and go enjoy a little Christmas Eve dinner.
A little festivity.
Yeah.
There's no dinner. There's mostly snacking.
It's just
and
mostly
there's
pints.
Exactly. There's pints and there's a little bit of something
it's
else.
Be good.
But you know what?
Go ahead.
Magical time of year.
Yeah.
And you're right. And this is a great time to thank everybody who's stuck with the show and we've made it through Christmas. take a little time for yourself.
Listen away to, from us.
Yeah.
After
no,
this.
No, embrace that. And I think there's some great stuff coming up.
Absolutely. We're right ready to
hard on the heels of some other stuff, you know? Love the Randy Burke stuff.
That was great.
Couldn't get enough of that.
Yeah, so glad to have him on. And that was you know fun. What? That was fun.
And to have that kind of insight, you don't get that everywhere.
Right.
You certainly don't get that here.
Right.
Right? Hands-on actual knowledge, right? Which is crazy talk. So I want to thank you guys sticking with us.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas.
This has been great. A Merry Christmas to all of you. Again, if you're for some reason listening to this someplace and you've had a couple, put the keys away. People would rather have you wake up on their couch on Christmas Day than in a mangled metal wreck somewhere.
Vomit in a stocking if you have to.
Sure.
That's how that goes.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you again to everybody. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll catch you on the next Talk and Sports.
See ya.
Whips it back. Ellis drops it down for Hodgson. He shoots, and the save is made by Zolomniak. 20 seconds to go in the third. Hodgson. Filatov picks it up. Filatov with time to the line. Ellis knocks it down. They battle on the wall for it. Ellis in there as well. Boychuk looking for it. Tavares pulls it out. Tavares backhand towards the goal. Loose puck. Everybody scores! Tie game! Can you believe it?
I can, because of the fact that Kulikin iced the puck. And look at the Russian body language now. They're crushed. Tavares had to step up and make a magical play. The crowd loves it. Tavares' magical play. Makes a big play, keeping the puck alive at the offensive blue line. He doesn't panic on his back end. Good support by the Canadian player, Zach Boychuk. Watch 19 and White come over, puts it on goal. There's some composure. And then Everly from the back forehand and the backhand to the back of the net. Whoop! 5-5.
This one's empty. For more, visit TallCanAudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at TallCanAudio.